Good morning. I'm Holly Sexton in the 98.3 WQXE News Center, and a friend has come in today to talk about how they're helping kids in the Commonwealth. That friend is Dusty Saravo with New Beginnings Family Services, and you may have heard me talk about them before in regard to Via Calori, because QXE 98.3 and 94.3 The Wolf have been big partners through the years with Via Calori, even with the move to Louisville. So welcome.
Hi.
Glad you're on the show.
How are you?
I'm great because we get to talk about one of my favorite things, which is how you help kids.
Oh my goodness. Let me count the ways. I feel like at this point there should be like a Dr. Seuss book. Like I could help kids.
Dusty helps kids in a train. Dusty helps kids on a plane.
Yeah.
Dusty helps kids here and there. She helps them
everywhere. See, I need that.
So a New Beginnings Family Services has two components. It has a nonprofit component and it has a for-profit component.
Yes. Yeah, so the for-profit component is New Beginnings Family Services that handles all the training, licensing, placing of foster children. We also do community-based mental health services. So if you know your kid needs a therapist, we handle all that. And we do wraparound services for kids who go home and reunite for parents. So that's the for-profit part.
So you're full service on the for-profit.
Yeah. And one of the reasons we opted to go in that direction a couple years ago was because these kids go home. You know, the purpose of foster care is for kids to get reunited. And if that doesn't happen, we need adoption support. And if that does happen, there needs to be case management and therapy resources for the biological families, because this is a big transition too, and there could be some trauma from that. And so I think the nonprofit arm was started because, you know, there's no money. I don't know how much I can say. There's not a lot of money that gets poured into foster care and foster care services and Medicaid and things like that. And so the nonprofit arm allows us to do a lot more for these kids and the community as a whole that we wouldn't be able to do without it. Like we wouldn't be able to do all the cool stuff we do because we just don't have the money.
Well, and your customer is right in front of you and coming right through your door.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and you know who those kids are and who those families are.
And, you know, you have a built-in client base, but you really don't, because you don't want kids to come into foster care. And so, you know, sometimes you just don't, and sometimes you do, and sometimes you have more kids come in than not. Like over the summer, it gets pretty slow. There's no eyes on kids. And so now it's school. And so I imagine we're going to get pretty slammed this fall. And I know when I took this position, so I'm 6 years in, there were like 5,000 kids in foster care. And I remember sitting here with you, like, there are 5,000 kids in foster care, like when we talked about VIA.
And the numbers were just, we couldn't believe
like
it.
Like horrifying.
Yes,
and
horrified.
Now we're over 10,000, and there's some like 96,000 kids living with relatives in the state of Kentucky. And so we can offer services to those kids now too.
And let's think about those kids for a minute. Those kids, maybe somebody we know, they may be a relative. If you're listening right now, you could be in that situation. If it's not a stretch, if you look at the numbers, it's not a stretch to know someone or your kids or your grandkids go to school with one of these kids,
oh
or many.
Gosh. Yeah. So, I mean, especially in this region. So we're the Salt River Trail region. And I think if I'm correct, if we're the highest, if not the second highest in the state for kids living in out-of-home care.
And when we say out-of-home care, what does that mean?
That's foster homes, residential facilities, group homes, in treatment, inpatient hospitals, with relatives, with friends of the family. Pretty much encompasses that whole gambit. Mm-hmm.
One of the things that you do regularly is educate people who they want to sign up to find out more about being a foster parent, but also you educate them about being caregivers.
Yeah, so I'm kind of I'm like a pit bull, you know, when it comes to kids, but more so can I educate you to take care of these kids, right? So the media doesn't necessarily do a good job in portraying foster children or foster parents, and so you don't have to be a foster parent to help foster kids. Like you can be a teacher, or you can be a pastor, or you can be just a friend of a family, and we can educate you on trauma. We can educate you on behavior challenges that come with these kids because they've been through trauma. And really, like, the biggest component is self-care, because you burn out. Like, I've been a foster parent for going on 4 years now, and I'm like, okay, to take more kids, I can do that.
Yeah, but also you need that respite person,
yeah,
or that person that can back you up. What does that look like in the next quarter? I wouldn't say now, but in the next quarter for training for something like that.
Oh, goodness. So New Beginnings Family Services is going to institute new respite training so you can become a respite parent. And instead of taking the 30 hours of training, you can do it in 15. If you don't want to take kids into your home, we're launching the Foster Poppins program. Finally, it's only taken 18 months to do it. Like, I'm so excited.
Foster Poppins, like Mary Poppins.
Yeah. And so what this is we've actually... we've created a 15-hour, or no, I'm sorry, I keep saying 15, but it's 12 hours. So it's 12 hours to be a respite parent. If you just want to be like a babysitter or a caregiver or a mentor, you can take this 12-hour training and pay for your background check. So it's like $35. If you want to do respite, we take care of all the background check fee. And then we train you on how to care for these kids, because kids with trauma aren't like kids without trauma. And, you know, you may have a 5-year-old that says things you probably don't want to hear come out of a 5-year-old's mouth. And you may see some behavior challenges and just some really horrific things because of the trauma, right? And so how do I prepare people to go help? Well, I'm going to make you sit in a class with me for 12 hours and listen to the horror that I listen to every day. But that gives you this kind of bigger understanding of trauma. And we work with teachers, we work with pastors, we work with, you know, youth group leader, whoever wants to do it, call me. I'll train you in your house if I have to.
Maybe we need to do a house training. It's not a bad idea. So how will the Foster Poppins program work? Will it be on weekends? How does that happen?
So it's really, I haven't set the training schedule yet. I have to get it through VIA. You know, and I'm meeting with a new trainer that's going to kind of come down to E-Town and help out. And so I think it'll just be, you know, we can do weeknight classes. I can do during the day. I can do it on the weekend. I think it's just going to be, one of the things I try and do is accommodate schedules, right? And so if I have one person or 40, it doesn't matter, because one person may tell 40. And so we'll set those schedules. I'll put them on our Facebook and our website. And it's the law now allows for that to happen. You know, we've been waiting for years, and the law flipped in 2014, and Kentucky instituted it, I think, in 2016. And now you can babysit foster kids without a license and all that. So... and that's pretty much the extent of it. I'm so excited.
And I'm sure there are plenty of foster parents out there and caregivers who are like, please take this program so you can fill in. And that is everything from a couple of hours to an overnight.
Yeah. And so, you know, in Kentucky, you can watch a child in foster care for less than 24 hours without all the rigmarole. And you don't have to take this class to do that. Like, anybody can do it. The biggest issue is you're going to want to take this class. How can you effectively serve the children and the families that you're working with? This class does that. And so you don't have to, it's like, you don't have to have a CDL, but if you want to drive a tractor, you probably should like know the basics. You know, I don't have to know how to work my mixer at home, but I read the instruction manual, you know, like, and because that helps the kids. Right. And so the more people we can wrap around these kids, it really does kind of take a village. And so, you know, now it's, you can't be a foster parent, I get it. You don't have a lot of money to donate to VIA, I get it. But you know what? You can bake a casserole, or you can babysit. Like, there's so many things that we can do to help these parents and these kids.
Agreed, and they definitely need it. Well, let's talk about VIA a little bit. The location is gorgeous.
I am so excited. So like last week, I'll shamelessly plug Facebook, go look at it. And our Instagram, Google Satellite caught the paintings last year. So like somebody pulled up satellite images from the day after VIA. And so you can see like the power washer coming down the one sidewalk, but all the 10x10s are still there from like satellite images. And it is the coolest thing I've seen in the 6 years I've been doing this.
So if you Google VIA.
Yeah, well, if you just go on the VIA Facebook or the VIA Instagram, I posted the pictures there, because that's cool.
You have to check that out. That's really neat.
Yeah, so we moved to Louisville, so... yeah, it's different.
It is different, but I really like the layout. And anything, music festival, whatever you put beside the waterfront, just takes on this air of community and it belongs. Yeah. Via Corey belongs on the waterfront. And I love the layout and how some of the big artists and the big pieces are out right on the veranda portion.
Yeah.
And then you have the smaller blocks on the inside leading the way, sort of like a yellow brick road with art.
So, yeah. So we, when I first went up to tour the waterfront, we looked at a couple of their locations. I love working with the Waterfront Development Corporation. They're phenomenal.
They've been a really good partner.
Yeah. They've tolerated me, which is sometimes very difficult because I'm a little neurotic. But you can go up on the Big Four Bridge, like the walking bridge, and you can look down and see the artwork. Like, I don't think that it gets like Houston. I love Houston Via Calori, and they build scaffolding to like look at the big artwork. And I'm like, I got a bridge.
You do. And the cool thing about that is, which we were way too old for it and we almost died, but we did it. There's a really inexpensive little trailer down there where you can, it's very inexpensive to rent a bike.
Mm-hmm.
We got a tandem bike.
Okay.
And we hauled our butts up there.
We
rode up. And then again, I thought Sean was going to die. But but we made it to the top, and to look down over on the bridge is something.
Yeah.
Really
I love Via. Went from a 1-day event to a 2-day event. And it just sort of... you know, anybody that asks me, I loved having it in E-Town. I live here. I love my town. I'm like, what can I do to make my town better? But up in Louisville is kind of, it fits and it works. And I can do so much more because I have so much more space, you know, mm-hmm. and you can see us literally from space, which is actually really cool.
It is really cool. What's the translation for Via Calori?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Everybody,
something colors.
Yeah, somebody asks me that every year, and I always am like, I forget. Like, it's always like at the tip of my brain. It's an Italian term for street painting, or something like that. I don't know. The guy who owns Via is probably going to fire me after that one. But no.
But you like the art component of it.
Yeah.
It made a lot of sense with what you're doing and what New Beginnings Family Services does.
Yeah. So we were, you know, the move to Louisville allowed us to kind of branch out and partner with a bunch of other charities and nonprofits that work with foster kids. You know, we work with Rue's Wish and Hope's Closet and Louisville Youth Group. And so we're able to kind of have these partnerships. And now you really are bringing a community of people together. And so we want kids to have, even if they're not foster children, the whole idea behind VO is to have kids be able to come down, let go everything, the bullying, the school stress, the sports stress, the home stress, and just have a day where they could just be children, mm-hmm. you know? And so we have Godzilla and we have castles kids can chalk on and we have Star Wars and all the fun things kids can do. But then we have adult components too, because we have alcohol now. Well, like I say that and I'm like,
yay, Tito's.
Yay, Tito's.
So with that component, yes, you're talking about the adult component, but you also have the buy local component as well.
Yeah, we stay with like all of our vendors for printing and for, you know, t-shirts and merchandise and everything, all of our ice trailers, you know, Via tries to keep it local. We put our money back into the community, and the community's been very generous, you know, with making sure they take care of us. And then all of our vendors come out and they're local to Louisville and, you know, most of them, and they come out and we have food trucks that are local. And so, you know, there's just all these little back end components, and at the end of the day, we're helping foster kids. So I don't know. I guess it's really cool.
It is really cool. And I love the portion with the kids' art area. I don't know what you call that, but where they get a space and they can draw on their own. So
like
they can
the
be
ground.
Part. Yes, they can be part of it.
So do you remember, I don't know if I'm sure I told you this, but years ago, the first year we did VA, we had this little girl and she's since been adopted. And I think she was 3 or 4 or whatever. She really didn't talk to a lot of people. So I was out there painting. I think I was doing Perry the Platypus. And she came out and she stood there and watched me. I'm a little intimidated by this like 4-year-old child watching me. Well, then I say her foster mom, now adoptive, went downstairs and she had like all of her stuff on the ground, like in the kitchen. And she was like coloring on the kitchen tile. She's like, real art happens on the ground, mom. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Way to go with your influence there.
Like, I just encourage kids to paint on vinyl. But, you know, that, so what had this 3-year-old child seen in her lifetime? You know, she was a foster child and now she's adopted and she's like 7 or 8. And that had an impact on her. That had an impact, you know, in midst or amongst all the trauma and the craziness that was her tiny little 3 or 4-year-old brain, she remembered something amazing. And that's the influence we want to have.
Yeah, that's a powerful story. And I know your sponsors come on board too, and they support the mission. And that's a big part of it. It's one thing to get sponsorships. We all need sponsorships to do projects like this. But these sponsors are, they sold out. Like they're absolutely sold out on the mission of helping kids.
Yeah. So Tony Melito, you know, has been sponsoring us forever. But you know, the budget for the people up there. And so this year I got to sit down with him and I had some of the baseline stats. I was like, Tony, you know, this is kind of what your sponsorship does. We've put this many kids in homes. We've had this many kids adopted. We've gotten this many kids to summer camp. We've had this many kids get bicycles. Like I could give him those numbers because at the end of the day, yes, we want to raise money. Everybody wants to raise money. But I have said from day one, if I can put one kid in one home because of VIA, I've done my job. Yeah. Well, and I don't lose money because that's always important. So if one kid, one home, no lose money. And we have put dozens of kids in homes and had adoptions and permanency goals and kids that have gone home because of VIA. And my sponsors, they have been with me for years. I have new ones every year that come on. I can show them that, like, your money is doing this.
Yes. And they're really passionate about it. And I love the metrics. And I'm thinking of being there. It's such a well-rounded event because it is for kids. It is for families. You can go and make a date of it. It's just a great time. And after it, or in the evening,
yeah,
that's great to go back out again too, you know, as you're walking around and the riverfront and you're seeing all the art. But one thing I noticed is the outlier, I don't know if you necessarily planned on it, but you're talking about more and more kids being adopted and going into good homes. The outlier of having it there and seeing from the top of the bridge, what I saw were people who had never heard of New Beginnings Family Services before. Mm-hmm. They'd never heard of VIA Colore. They'd never heard of you or your mission and what you're doing to help kids. They saw the art from the bridge, mm-hmm. and they were drawn to the event.
Yeah.
And that's where you get them.
Yeah. And I have like chills when you talk about that. Like we have people like from Jeffersonville, Indiana, not that across the rivers, like, you know, Egypt, but that like have contacted us through the page or whatever. Like, I've never heard of you. And do you have this in Indiana? And we're currently working on opening an office in Indiana. But it was amazing when it was here, and it's amazing when it's there. And I'm really lucky. Like if I could say to my younger self back then, you know, here's what you should do, I probably wouldn't do anything because I've learned so much and I've met so many people. And I mean, my team, myself on down, we are all volunteers and they just work tirelessly and we help more than just foster kids. I mean, we're doing the Memorial Square for Seven Bridges this year, which is a suicide prevention. You know, he was 10. What 10-year-old should ever have to feel that way? And so that brings awareness to that. And we do an anti-bullying message through Louisville Halloween. So that brings, we just can bring awareness. And we have all these dog rescues and bunny rescues and I don't know.
The Bun Bun Brigade.
Yeah, I love the Bun Bun Brigade. They're like my favorite. Like that's the best name for, if you've never heard of them, they're a bunny rescue out of Bardstown. And they've been with us for a long time. But Bum Bum Brigade is some kind of brilliant name.
It is. And it's a lot of fun. And that's what I mean. It's not just for kids, but it's for kids to come and play and have a good time.
And when else are you going to get to see anything? Like nobody does what we do. I'm like, you all need, like, you have, you know, whatever down here on the square. Just invite Godzilla. It'll be a whole different crowd.
It does. It changes everything. So when is VIA Colore this year?
So VIA is October 19th and 20th on the waterfront in Louisville. And it's from 10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday. And I have to stress to everybody, the paintings are gone Monday morning. Like they are power washed off. It's part of our contract. They don't get to linger there. So you can only see them either in photographs, satellite images, or at the festival itself.
Okay, excellent. And there's no charge to enter?
No, there is no charge to enter. You know, there's parking all around the waterfront. And even like the things that are charged, like we have Mario Kart is licensing. And that's like $5. And you get to, you know, ride around in little carts and throw turtle shells at your loved ones, which really should be marriage counseling.
That's a good time. Sponsorships. I know that there are opportunities for smaller groups to sponsor.
Yeah, so our sponsorships right now are currently $100, $250, and $500. And so the beauty of these particular sponsorships is one, they're cheap, and two, because we have our bigger sponsors, the festival's paid for. So these sponsorships sponsor an artist, and 97% of those sponsorships and vendor fees, we still have a few vendor spots left, go right to the kids. I can give that right to the charity.
Okay, excellent. So perfect. And that is the nonprofit. And if you just feel like writing a big fat check right now.
Yeah, Mom, I'm gonna say yes, you know.
You can do that to New Beginnings Family Services, to the nonprofit.
Yeah, portion. So it just would be New Beginnings Foundation. Our website for the foundation is under construction, should be up well before VIA. But currently, if you need to get a hold of us, just go to KentuckyFosterCare.com.
KentuckyFosterCare.com. All right, it's going to be a great year.
I'm so excited.
I'm pumped. Join us at VIA Glory and find out more about New Beginnings Family Services.